الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم قل أطيعوا الله والرسول فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال أيضا عليه الصلاة والسلام كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قالوا يا رسول الله من يأبى قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم عطوف رؤوف من يسمى بأحمد صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم Respected elders, brothers, sisters on the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing us together after a couple of days I had an opportunity to travel to India, and also an opportunity to address a lot of masajids, a lot of people, meeting with people who are connected with different aspects of this world, and had a chance to analyze what is the difference between the Muslims in other countries and the Muslims in this country. So after analyzing with my small brain and qalb, the drop of knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted, I came to a conclusion that Muslims in this country, in Europe, in America, in Canada, Barbados, Panama, Muslims in the West, Allah has granted them a lot of bounties. That is why we see a common man does not cheat. In other countries, if you go, everybody is a cheater. You go travel in a taxi, if he knows you are from England, price is double. You go to a shop, a shirt is costing, let's say, £5, price is £15. So why this is happening? So I analyze, it's because of poverty. Because poverty can drag you into kufr. So we have enormous ni'mats, enormous bounties in this country, but we don't appreciate it. And the bounties are so many that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. And in the last verse he says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you start counting the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are innumerable. Uncountable. So one, there is a common bounty, which is for everyone. Kafir, Muslim, Mushrik, Munafik, Atheist, Communist, Buddhist, Hindu, Sikh. Because remember one thing, they all are creation of Allah. You will hate them because of their amal. You will not hate them because of their nationality, because of their origin. You are not allowed to hate anyone. Even a kafir, you can't hate him. You hate the kufr, but you can't hate the kafir. But the person is the creation of Allah. Allah has created him. We haven't created him. Allah is the creator. Khalaqal insan min salsal kal fakhar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all the humans. He is the creator. So let us see the beginning of the human. Allah says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. You know, when you have relationship with your wife, a drop of semen comes out. It's called mani kehte hain. In Arabic, it's called mani. So Allah is saying, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. Do you know when you ejaculate? What is that? It is a drop of sperm. Semen. So have you got the power to create a human from a drop of water? أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. After 9 months you have a nice baby. Baby girl, baby boy. And then you celebrate, you distribute sweets, So Allah is saying, Antum takhluqunahu. Did you create that baby? Am nahnul khaliq? Or we are the one who created. So the first ni'mat is you, our creation. Allah created us with a drop which is filthy. If it touches the clothes, you will have to wash them. And it was the blessing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this ummah that the cloth will be clean when you wash it. In other ummah, they had to cut it. If there was a drop of semen, then they would have to cut the dress in order to purify. So Allah says, وَمَا رَسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The Prophet came as a rahmat. So that is a mercy. If the drop touches your body, if you ejaculate it, you will have to have a bath. Without having a bath, you cannot touch the Quran, you cannot enter the masjid, you cannot read Quran, you cannot read Salah. Because you are in the state of junub, filthy. There are two types of impurity. Two types of najasat. One is najasat, the minor one. One is the bigger one, which is called junub. Minor one, you urine, you urinate, you go to toilet, or your wuzu breaks, you have a gastric problem. So that is the small one. But then when you have relationship with your wife, with your partner means not girlfriend, I'm talking about wife. You will say, Maulana is saying partner. You are very clever people. When you go outside, Maulana said partner, so you can keep a partner. Because you are very clever, mashallah. So it is very important to listen to the words carefully. That is why in a hadith, there is a category of hadith which is hasan, a category of hadith which is za'if. It is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the narrator inside has a weakness. That is why the hadith is weak. The hadith itself is not weak. So Imam Bukhari did not take that hadith and put it, because one of the narrators, maybe he was deaf. He did not listen properly. Or one of the narrators, maybe he was sitting in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was half asleep, half awake. So he did not take that hadith. So when you listen to the person who is talking, listen carefully. Before you send the message to others that this is what the Imam said today. So it's very important. Because when we sit down here, we sit down with responsibility. We have to ponder on it, we have to think on it. And sometimes it happens we don't even talk what we have decided. Like today I just started and something else is starting. If you see my notes, nothing from that I have mentioned. Because it's Allah's ilm. So ilm is not in the paper. It's there. Sometimes it happens you have read something couple of months ago, couple of years ago. Then the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts descending on you. And then Allah decides what is good for this congregation today. So Allah reveals it on the heart of the person who is giving a talk. Allah knows the need of everyone. So the rahmat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rahmatan lil alamin, that a drop of semen is filthy. But Allah is mentioning that in the Quran. Now maybe if I use the word sperm, people will not like it. Maulana was sitting on the mimbar and he was talking about sperm. But the Quran is speaking about sperm. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوكِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we have ordained death for all of you. A devi is going to come. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Aina ma takunu idrikumul maut. Wherever you will be, you can close yourself in a fort. Death is going to come there. And we all scared from death. Nobody wants to die. If Malikul Maut is entering and somebody says, here is Malikul Maut, mashallah, that exit, you will see the hall is empty. Nobody wants to die. So Allah is saying, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ أَلَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ. Indeed, the death from which you are running away, فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. It's going to catch you. And where it will take you? ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ. It will take in a place which is ghaib, unseen. Nobody has seen akhirah. We talk about punishment of the grave, but has anybody come out from the grave and told us, yes, I was buried, and this is what happened. Munkar Nakir came, and he asked me 3 questions, and I did not pass in my questions, and then the azab started coming. Nobody has come. Why? It is part of iman, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. An-Nabiyyu Haqqun. That is iman. Haqq. We believe in that. يؤمنون بالغيب. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. First verse of the Quran. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب. This is a book where there is nothing to be suspicious about. There is no doubt in it. لا ريب فيه. هدى للمتقين. It is a source of hidayat for those who have got taqwa. Taqwa means fear. Alladina yu'minuna bil ghaib. And what is the first sign of taqwa? They have iman on the ghaib. Iman on azab of qabr, iman on jannat, iman on jahannam, iman, there'll be a day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take our account. He's got iman. 100% faith, no doubt. وَيُقِيمُنَ الصَّلَاةَ. And they establish salah. Yeah, so the assessment was that I've seen in Fajr time the masajid were empty. And alhamdulillah, in this country, alhamdulillah, still we are not 100%. A lot of people come for Fajr. Although Fajr is at 4:30, 4 o'clock sometimes, 5:30 now. But people come to the... This is ni'mah. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Wallahi, we are in the best ni'mahs in the world. I can take an oath of Allah. No any other country has got these ni'mahs. In other words, I can say it is a mini jannat of this earth. Mini jannah. Jannah is, mashallah, is, nobody can compare with jannah. It's mini, means maybe, you know, the where you take out your shoes. That place of jannah. Appreciate. People have got no custom of salam. 12 days I stayed apart from the pious people. None on the road said assalamu alaikum. Apart from 2 people. In 12 days. Had opportunity to do 2 jumas. Apart from people you know, nobody did salam. So we are also a bit like that. If you know someone, we do salam outside. If you don't know someone, you walk beside the imam, you won't say salam. And you have just read behind the imam your 2 rakat. And this 2 rakat depends on the imam, whether Allah will accept it or not. So when we visit countries, we don't go for holidays. We have to analyze where this ummah is. Fikr for the ummah. And what is the reason of analyzing? Not to put someone down. No.
You analyze it, and then when you have an opportunity to give dawah, you bring those things in the bayan. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Afshus salam, spread salam." Here, mashallah, you go anywhere, you go in the mall, even if there is a sister with a scarf, burqa, she says, "Assalamu alaikum." And what? How did this all come? Effort. Allah says, "Laysa lil insani illa ma sa'a, wa anna sa'yahu sawfa yura." There is nothing for the human apart from what he makes an effort. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. On Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, he writes in his commentary of this verse that Allah holds your hand. When you make an effort, Allah holds your hand. Then He takes you. He guides you on the right path. So different type of efforts going on, mashallah. Tablighi Jamaat, they're doing their effort. Masajids, they're doing their effort. Those brothers who are on the Dawah platform, they're doing their. Those who are on the social media, they're playing their role. Dawah is not only with mouth. It's with hand as well. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. خلق الإنسان من علق الذي علم بالقلم. So the dawah, you can give it with kalam. You can write an article, put in the newspaper. Islamic magazines comes out, you write an article, put it there. Make an article, put on the social media, tell friends to distribute it. Dawah ho gayi. And nothing can be greater than da'wah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. But at the time of da'wah, we must always remember, اُدْعُ إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ. Wisdom should be there. You don't criticize someone. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had so much tolerance. A Bedouin, he enters the masjid, and he starts urinating. So many times I've mentioned this hadith. Now the Sahaba, they were furious. Imagine if someone entered now and started urinating here, what will we do? These youngsters will just pick him up and throw him outside. The Prophet said, Da'uhu, leave him. What a prophet we got. What is the limit? Level of tolerance. Dawho, leave it. They are angry. Umar is angry. They want to beat him up. Let him finish. Because if you stop him, he will suffer. That is why whenever you are in a state, you want to go to the toilet, washroom, you should not stop it. This is what the hadith teaches us. Are you going to damage your prostate? Let him finish. When he finished, he ordered the Sahaba to bring a bucket of water. Splash it on the urine. Carpet to thi nahi. Because when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do sajda, and it used to rain, mud used to stick with his forehead. Ye halat thi. That was the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The masjid which we are seeing in Medina, it was not in this image when the Prophet was there. Baaz logon ke khayal mein hota hai ki ye huzur ki masjid hai. Huzur ki masjid to hai, lekin is tarah nahi thi wo. As time goes on, people are becoming weak. People say they argue, the very hard kisam ke jo musalman hote, wo kehte ye why these Arab people, they build so many big buildings, 5-star buildings. People are weak, they need it. They need air condition. They were the Sahaba. We can't compare ourselves with them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for 3 months there was no food in his house, surviving on milk and dates. Can we do it? So never claim that I am practicing the seerah. I'm trying to practice. Nobody can practice the seerah. Aap bhuke reh sakte hain. 3 consecutive days the Prophet did not eat anything. He did Saumi Visal, continuously fasting. The Sahaba wanted to do it. He said, no. They said, why you are doing it? Why can't we do it? Allahu yut'imuni wa yasqini. Allah is feeding me. Although I am in the state of Saum, with the zikr of Allah, Allah is feeding me. So people, they say, why these Arabs are building so big buildings? Because the people are weak. In the olden days, we used to travel in the cart. No fan, no air condition. Now you have got air condition in the cart. Abhi dekho pankha shuru kar diya. Because it is all weak people. They cannot even bear 20 degrees. Imagine 48 degrees, 50 degrees in the desert. So these are the ni'mats, and Allah says in the Quran, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. When Allah has given you something, show it. Don't be proud. Don't do takabbur. But show it to the people. If I have got enough money to wear nice clothes, why will I wear dirty clothes? Why? I have to show the people that Allah has given me the ni'mat. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Don't be proud, but show it, use it. Use it in a way where you're not using it extravagantly, which is your need. So the first bounty is that when you ejaculate your semen in the relationship with your wife, Allah is saying, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. And Allah is saying, نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. We are the one who has ordained the death for you. And nobody can prevent us. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ. When the death time comes, nobody can stop Allah. إِنَّ جَلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرُ. When the time will come, automatically death will come. Then he's saying that you are eating this big and different type of fruits, different type of vegetables, beans, tomatoes, potatoes. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَزْرَعُونَ. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُسُونَ. أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. You eat the melons, you eat the watermelons, you eat the mangoes, bananas, kiwi fruit, strawberries, blackberries, pumpkins. Then in vegetables, so many different type of vegetables. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُسُونَ. When the farmer is cultivating, he is asking, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُسُونَ. What you have done, what you have produced. أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Is it you who created that vegetables and fruits? Or is it we who created? And then the water you are drinking, millions of gallons being used. Although our brothers and sisters in Gaza are facing a difficult time. But always remember, after the night, there is always a daybreak. Always a daybreak. End of the tunnel, there is always a light. So we pray for them. They are in difficult time, they don't even have clean water to drink. So Allah is saying, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Have you ever seen the water which you are drinking?
أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ.
Is it you who have brought this water on the earth? Or is it we, Allah? A plural word is used for Allah. Or is it I who have sent this water? And then, to cook the food, you use fire. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ. When you lit the fire, haven't you pondered on it? I'm counting these bounties which Allah has given, which are common for everyone. And then special bounties for the mu'mins, for the Muslims, inshallah we'll mention it next week. Haven't you pondered on the fire? أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ أَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ. Who lit this fire? Without that you cannot even cook the food. You can't even warm the water. But ye aag kisne jalai? So enormous bounties. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You cannot count. Rice, dekho, Patna rice, Patna basmati, Pakistani basmati, Dehradun basmati. Go in the shops. There's one type of rice, various. Banana, different type of bananas. Abhi maine ek banana khaya India ke andar. It's called elchi banana. That's small. Maybe brothers have eaten, some brothers. Wallahi, that taste of that banana, no banana can match that taste. So different type of bananas. In mangoes, different type of mangoes. The best one, chausa. Usko khane mein thoda ehtiyat karo, usme keere hote hain. Usko dekh ke khaya karo. Because they inject sugar. There is nothing pure now in the world. It's all fake. जब सब चीजें फेक हो गई तो इमाम भी फेक होगा और मोमिन भी फेक होगा. सारी चीजें फेक है. जूते देखो तो फेक, ट्राउजर फेक, जैकेट फेक, शर्ट फेक, वॉच फेक, एवरीथिंग फेक 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 फेक. घी भी फेक हो गया, इसलिए जब आप मिठाई खाते हैं तो खांसी होती है. सो वी हैव टू वर्क ऑन दैट. So first of all, we have to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the whole point of this talk is, Allah has blessed us with many, many bounties. Let us all say, Allah, I thank you. Allah, I thank you. And because of these bounties, many sins are not in our lives. Many sins. Allah has protected us from the sins. A beggar, why he will beg? Why he will beg? Because he hasn't got anything. He has got no resources. He has got no source to get money to feed his children. So now he goes and begs on the traffic lights, which we don't have it in this country. If a person is jobless, then Allah has put a bounty, the government will help him. And this was actually started in the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Baitul Mal. Social security is Baitul Mal. It is the work of the Muslims. In the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, when somebody was jobless, somebody was a widow, somebody was an elder person, somebody was disabled, no source of income, he used to get his wazifa, his regular payment from Baitul Mal, which Allah has given us. It's not a Baitul Mal, it's called social security. But alhamdulillah, whoever are in the power, they took it from there. They took it from the history of Islam to assist the people of the country, which you don't find in many countries, even countries from where we come. We don't have it. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you are disabled, then you got disabled benefits. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You got facility for parking as well. Blue Bridge. In many, many countries, these facilities are not there. But still we don't ponder on it. What Allah has given us. Then our children, mashallah. Ourselves, beautiful mosques being built everywhere. The time was there, there were no mosques in whole UK, apart from 3 or 4 mosques. Char masjid and thi. Now more than 7,000 masjid in the UK. So the more need is coming, Allah is giving us. Pehle Waldhamstow mein ek masjid thi, abhi kitni masjid hai? How many masajid are there? I stay in Newham, just near my house there is 7 masjid. How many masjid? 7. Near my house. When I come out from the house, I have to decide which mosque to go. It will take 2-3 minutes to decide which mosque shall I go. Now every person Allah has created in a way that he looks for facility. Every person, it may be you, it may be anybody else. 10-minute walk is a big mosque, but 2-minute walk, small mosque. So person will go to the small mosque. Why? He doesn't have to take the car. He doesn't have to have parking problem. It won't take him too much time to walk. He doesn't have to go half hour before. He's working. He'll just leave the work, go to the masjid, do 4 rakat salah and return back. So Allah has given us these enormous bounties. And these bounties were there in other Muslim countries before, or non-Muslim countries as well. But the Muslims did not appreciate. And when you go to those countries and visit, you see the mosques are empty. So we don't want our masajid to be empty. So the first thing is we should show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka.